This week on All My Children, I think Liza knows that Kendall's not in jail, right?
Yeah.
She figured that out. No, they told her. Kendall told her.
Okay, you say so.
Yes.
And Madison tried to kill herself, I think.
Oh, I saw that. I saw
oh,
that.
Oh, you saw
yes,
that
she
one?
Was
okay.
in the bed, no makeup.
That's what you, oh, yeah, you told me that.
Yes, that's
you
right.
That.
I told
okay.
you that. That's right.
All right, and what up? What up?
Jake and Amanda are fighting. They're not together right now because of...
David.
The baby? Oh, David.
No,
David,
they're fighting.
The
they're fighting about David, but Jake wants the baby and Amanda. And then Crystal and Tad are... I think they're actually getting back together.
No,
which
they're
if,
not.
Which if that's the case, then Chuck Pratt, you're an idiot. You're stupid because that makes no sense. Obviously, you just don't know what to do with Tad and Crystal.
Yeah, well, obviously, we don't really know because this mess of a show is becoming increasingly hard to watch.
All this week on the Pine Valley Podcast. Rahul is calling it a perfect storm. That's the name of the storyline. A perfect storm. Very original. Wasn't that a movie?
What comes out of his butthole is a perfect storm.
Wasn't that a movie? Them trying to put the blame on Mr. Canary and stuff.
His acting while he's sick is a
thousand
times
better than Adam's while he's healthy.
Healthy.
There you go. I agree with you on that one.
I am your host, Ashley Mendoza. Bull caca. It's bull caca. It's lazy ass. Head writers not doing their damn homework or take it for granted that they actually have an audience who cares about this program.
So Zach doesn't watch
dumbasses.
Zach doesn't watch TV. He never saw Melrose Place or Savannah.
I guess not.
To know that he was screwing around with Jamie Luna. And I am your co-host, Jordan Hudson. Somebody kill Nurse Gail. Just kill her already. I'd rather watch a sick David Canary than watch a healthy Adam.
I'd rather watch David Canary from the grave
than watch
Adam. To the Pine Valley Podcast. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
And this is the Pine Valley Podcast for the week ending October 2nd, 2009. My baby Jesse's crying in the background. Carlos is changing him. He hates being changed.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't like it?
You don't like it. I normally have to stick him in the crib under the mobile for him to not scream.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He'll grow out of it.
I hope so. I'm chewing gum because I have chocolate milk breath.
Oh, she's so
crazy. And I don't want to get it in Jordan Hudson's face.
She's so very obsessed about that.
I really am. I think oral hygiene is next to godliness. You know they say cleanliness is next
you.
To godliness?
I agree with you, too, and I take care of it, but you're beyond, like...
That's not true.
I always take care of myself.
You do.
But,
you always smell
but you're
like a rose.
Always worried. She's so silly.
He does, actually. He smells so good when he comes and he records the podcast.
Oh, thank you. So. Oh, I got my Facebook page up. Did
Yay!
You see it?
Yeah, I did see
did
it.
Did you see my pictures of Marcy Walker?
No, I didn't see the pictures yet.
Oh, you got to look at the picture. I gotta find out where all my children pictures are because that's
mm-hmm.
I have some beauty. You know what it is? I used to have tons of them, but I couldn't keep them because there was no room, so I threw a lot of them out.
I
have all the negatives, but what I didn't realize was the negatives over time degrade. So I tried to make a couple of copies about 2 years ago. They don't look good.
Oh, Jordan.
And I really wish that I would have had, like, I kept, like, you know.
You know how valuable those would be?
I don't know if they're valuable. I have pictures of people that people don't even remember. I have pictures of people that were, like, on the show for, like, a day or so. Because I used to be down there, like, every day with this motley group of people.
So
we used to hang outside
like,
the studio.
Like the extras?
Yeah. I got pictures of Walt Willie when Walt Willie wasn't Jackson, when he was on Another World as an extra.
See, that would have been valuable, though, don't you think?
Yeah, I have.
To Walt Willie.
What? And I have pictures of Walt Willie was also Joe Novak on Ryan's Hope. He was the last Joe Novak.
Of course, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
You're a soap cyclopedia.
He was the last Joe.
I'm not.
He was the last Joe Novak on Ryan's Hope.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. You know, I was watching Ryan's Hope.
Do you know that I'm even bored talking about Walt Willie in the past tense, let alone the present tense.
Well, you know, it was funny because I was watching Ryan's Hope because you know I'm watching it on SoapNet, and this is before my time before I started watching it, and it's like 1979, you know, and I'm thinking, my God, this show is like 30 years old, and I'm enjoying this so much more. And then I was thinking, what was All My Children like at 1979? And then I was remembering. That was probably about the time that Erica was splitting her time between Pine Valley and New York City, pursuing her
modeling career.
Having her affair with Brandon Kingsley. Remember Brandon
I
Kingsley?
Love Brandon
Michael Miner
Kingsley.
From Petticoat Junction
oh
was Brandon Kingsley.
God.
And remember his wife, Pamela Kingsley?
Yes.
That he, and then the daughter, there was, well, I forgot her name. What was the daughter's name? You remember, was it,
I can't remember.
Oh my God, I can't remember her name.
But that was a great, another example. The little of a daughter, great
yeah, and she was having the affair with Mark, remember?
Oh my God.
Remember Mark, her and Mark? Oh, and I was just thinking, like.
When Mark was with Ellen.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that was incredible. I'm getting the chills thinking about that story.
And I was thinking, my God, all my children were so hot. Ellen was. Like, yes.
Oh my God.
How hot was all my children back in the late 70s?
Amazing.
Oh my God, around that time. And now it's like, we can't even call this show a hot mess anymore. You know what? It's just a mess.
It's just a mess.
It's just a mess. It's not a hot mess, people.
We even have industry people like Jamie Giddens, Daytime Confidential, like Nelson Bronco.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Nelson Bronco put it out there. He's asking everybody to boycott watching All My Children. I know that's not going to sit well with certain people.
That's right. Let's give you some backstory, people. The backstory is that our mess of a show, no longer hot mess, is actually beating One Life to Live in the ratings. By a hair, but it's still beating it.
Well,
the rumor is that although One Life to Live is doing better in the demos.
Yeah, they're getting what the advertisers want, the young kids.
18 to 49, the 18 to 34. Yeah,
they're getting that.
But the truth is that One Life to Live is slated for the chopping block next year.
Yeah, and you know what? ABC, of course, when Daytime Confidential broke this, ABC immediately put out a release trying to say that the only move that One Life to Live is making is to the All My Children studio, blah, blah, blah. May I remind you that when Daytime Confidential broke the fact that there was a rumor that All My Children was going to move to L.A., ABC press release saying that was not true, and look, that came to be true. So I have all confidence in the people at Daytime Confidential.
When they report
something, it's not bullshit. If they're reporting it, it's because they heard it. They're professional journalists, just like our Brooke English.
That's right, just like our Brooke English.
So
who is now really not ever coming back?
Yeah, there's no hope for
Miss Brooke English. Yeah, there's no hope.
And the thing that irks me even more is that I'm so sorry, I'm like butchering what you said, because I was reading Nelson's thing and he says sometimes the best thing you could do for something is just not to support it, you know. And he's right. It's like we have been begging for them to fire Chuck Pratt, and for whatever reason, I don't know what photos of Brian Franz that Chuck Pratt must have. It's like a David Letterman scandal thing. I think that's what Chuck Pratt has over you know. He probably has pictures of Brian Franz like doing some Young on the Five guy or something.
I was gonna say make a very crude joke, PG-rated show.
But no, but you have to wonder, like, how does this man still have a job?
I'm beyond wondering. That's how sick of it I am. We have people like Shadow on our blog writing like the most thoughtful ass to treatises as to why this man should go. We have people like Bronze Gal circulating petitions. We have people like Susan and Elise in Toronto sending email campaigns to the heads of the show.
Where are you, Susan and Elise? You haven't been on the blog. I thought you were mad at us because we've been bashing the show. Because Susan and Elise love All My Children.
Listen,
and
we do too.
They don't like when we get a little bit negative. And we've been a lot negative lately. So I was like, I'm hoping you guys are still listening.
Well, let me go back to Jordan's point, because I'm going to say right now, I'm completely in support of Nelson Bronco's idea to boycott AMC. Number one, it will spare me. It will give me back 5 hours of my life that have been stolen from me. And number two, this is Susan and Elise, and for all the people who are still trying to hang on, this is not our show. This is not our show when you have the miraculous Debbie Morgan and Darnell Williams having to go into work every day to spew more and more crap about some white girl, Madison, who is this two-dimensional cartoon character. Angie and Jesse would not give this woman the time of day. She's an idiot. You know, put a restraining order on her, it's done. Do you know what I'm saying? It's stupid. It's dumb and stupid. And Jesse would have never done the things that Jesse has done under this freaking dumbass writer. So at this point, the show is not savable. Not with Chuck Pratt in the helm. If you get rid of Chuck Pratt and you bring back... I was telling you, you don't agree with me. There's no... Maybe you do. James Harmon Brown and Beth...
I never thought they should have left.
There's no way that they were doing worse than what this guy's doing.
No,
They were doing better.
Wait, let me explain something.
There was some heart to some of their scenes.
Let me explain something.
They only sucked at the end when they got fired.
Yeah, but again, we don't know if all that was their material. That could have been Chuck Pratt. That could have been Chuck Pratt starting already.
That's true.
Or Chuck Pratt demanding
because my sources told me that people in the transition, that people were on set cursing the writing and saying that they couldn't wait for the new writer. That's a fact. We talked about that.
Well, all I know is that they had a clear picture of the show, the kind of show that it should be. Was it perfect? No.
But it wasn't.
You know what? The one thing that I did love was that they gave Erica, Susan Lucci, a great storyline, and she was full force. In case nobody's...
Carmen, you mean?
Yeah, the whole jail thing, Carmen. Yeah. Though, in case anybody hasn't noticed, since Chuck Pratt has come aboard, Susan Lucci has had less and less airtime and more stupid storylines. And I don't know if this is mandated by Brian Franz in hopes of getting her so pissed that she would leave. Because I still say that the reason that they're moving to L.A. was they were hoping that a lot of the veterans...
We confirmed that, people.
Yes, we confirmed it. Yes. Well, look, David Canary has not even been on the list.
Guys, I'm sorry. Just to clarify, it was... In order to break contracts from the most expensive players on their show, the only thing they could do was move the show. Because that way, it forces the actors to make the choice. It doesn't put ABC in a position to break a contract, have to pay it out, the contract. Because that would be, besides the point, if they had to pay out all these contracts. So this way, they don't have to pay out contracts. It's elective. The hammer comes down and lots of people go, including Ms. Brianne Moncrief and Mr. Aiden Turner, who none of us is too sorry to see go. But let me let Jordan finish his thought.
Oh, I don't know. What was it?
I forgot. I interrupted.
Oh, wait. No, because, Ray McDonald's not going. There is not going to be no Joe Martin. Supposedly, they're going to write Joe and Roof off. Like, supposedly, Joe decides to retire.
Disgusting.
And him and Roof are going to go in an RV and go around the world or something. That's dumb. That's dumb.
Disgusting.
Because now you're in L.A., you can have Lee Merriweather on as Ruth.
Disgusting. There's no heart on the show.
There's no heart in the show. There's no veterans. There's no history. And
the only reason I'm not yelling is because I have two children in the other room. I would be freaking screaming my head off right now because what pisses me off more than anything is this Chuck Pratt and this Brian Franz think that we don't want old people on the show, that we don't want, fat people on the show. We want people that are real. We want mothers and fathers and grandfathers and aunts and uncles. We want family on the canvas, you dumbass. I'm pissed. Why do I every time I gotta turn on the TV, I can't see a grandma baking a cookie for a grandson? Why do I gotta see Opal?
That reminds me of Grandma Kate.
I wanna meet some Grandma Kate.
She used to make Tato's cookies.
She used to make Tad cookies. She used to make Charlie cookies. I want me some cookies. That's all I want is some cookies. He said I gotta watch Liza, hot tranny mess Liza. Not once even pick up a soup ladle to make a can of Campbell's.
I can't.
My God.
I can't deal with her as Liza. It is horrible.
She is a hot tranny mess. You see the man hands J-Lo, I'm telling you. Why can't I have mini hands Julia and not man hands J-Lo?
You are insane today. You're fired up.
Put those man hands to use to bake a pie. God damn it.
Preferably apple pie.
Apple pie.
Look, I'm going to say this. I'm literally disgusted with the show, and I'm going to be honest with you. I only saw Thursday's episode.
He came to the door, and I said, have you seen the episodes? And he vomited on the spot.
Look, it was horrible. I have 80,000 hours of TV that I watch a week, and I have like a million hours on my DVR. I literally have to watch something every day in order to make room for my shows. Otherwise, they're not getting taped.
Yeah.
So all my children has become like so low on my priority. I even watched As the World Turns over all my children. It was so bad. And I literally could only see Thursday's episode because I really could not take any more of that dance. I have it all on my DVR and I swear that I'm going to watch it. But I just couldn't this week. I couldn't.
I'm sorry. People, don't get pissed off at me. It's not my fault. Brian Franz is a major angle.
It's not
my fault that Chuck Pratt can't write.
Look,
he has no right to hold the pen. Don't watch the dance-a-thon. It will suck the years off of your lifespan.
I was midway through the dance-a-thon, and I just was like, I can't. I just can't anymore. So when I was flipping Thursday, and I saw they were already done with the dance, I said, all right, I'll watch. And again, I love my Annie. She is like the saving grace, because she has so much fun with whatever crap they give her, and she's fun to watch. And I love her with Scott. Her and Scott have a lot of chemistry. But as far as everything else, I mean.
But I want to go back to your point about Dancathon, and I want to tie it into ratings news, okay? We discuss people ratings news. We discuss that One Life to Live is beneath the ratings. A superior show, in my our humble opinion.
What was sad was that One Life to Live was dead last this week, according to the ratings.
Here's my curiosity, and I asked you this prior to the show.
What?
Ratings usually don't come out for the current week. They usually cover either a week or two before, right?
I think so, yeah.
So my question is this, did they take into account the Dance-a-thon? Was this covering? Was this during the Dance-a-thon that these ratings were taken?
It would be the week the Dance-a-thon started.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the week of or the week following the
Dance-a-thon. If we look it up, they'll tell you. It says what week it's for.
But time out. If we do the ratings for either the week of or the week after the Dance-a-thon, I'm telling you, they're going to plummet. They're going to plummet.
Well, look.
And even worse is that I think Upchuck Pratt and Upchuck Brian Franz. We got a name for Franzi. We got to come up with a name for Franz.
Mephistopheles.
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 Listen, if we...
What is it in Indian culture? Shiva?
Oh, I don't know that.
The death bringer?
I think smart.
I think it's Shiva, the death bringer.
Well, I had a point about ratings, but I think they're going to plummet. But then what I think is going to happen is I think that dumbass Franz and that Upchuck Pratt are going to say, well, it's because our hands were tied. They were tied because we couldn't move sets and we had to do something in one set. So this was, you know, this was the best
you know
that
what?
We could come up with.
You know what? If you wouldn't have used all your budget for the year for that stupid tornado special effects that lasted all of 2 seconds, then you could have done what Frank Valenti did and budget your money right and have tons of extras, tons of sets, tons of cast members.
Well, you know what? Dude, but you know what? I agree with you, but two points. Number one, if you gave a good writer, a halfway decent writer, a pen and a set limitation, they could come up with something 100 times more interesting than this freaking dumbass, stupid piece of crap, Chuck Pratt. I'm mixing my it's all the P's and the C's. It's hard to pronounce. Don't you think? You could have sat here picking your nose and in 5 minutes come up with a more compelling storyline than that dumbass stupid dance-a-thon.
Look, all I can say is...
And number two, that freaking dumbass tornado got them that fucking... I didn't say the whole word. Got them that Emmy nomination. We don't cuss on our show that much. We keep it PG. We keep it PG for our Canadian friends. Right, Terry? Right, Susan and Elise?
There you go.
So listen, go ahead. I've cut you off enough. I just had to get that out. I was so mad.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Look, I just... Right now, I'm at a state where I'm really... It's just... It really hurts me to even say anything negative about All My Children, because All My Children has given me such joy over the years. But I'm at my wit's end already. Nelson, Jamie Giddens, Daytime Confidential, everybody and their mother is talking about how bad this writing team is. I mean, this is the worst the show has ever been.
I'm going to say something.
What?
You heard it here first.
What?
You called it Jordan Hudson. Many moons ago, when they first brought on Chuck Pratt, you called it. You knew this man's history inside out. You knew the shows he suck. You knew it, and you told us, and you warned us.
I warned y'all.
Everybody else in the press was so excited. You knew it.
And I got to tell you, even though I knew it, it still was worse than I ever could imagine.
It really was, isn't
it? Yeah, I didn't have faith that he was going to turn the show around or make it, you know. But I did not know that he was going to devastate it and kill it the way he's killing it. I mean, it is like
it's eviscerated.
I
like that word.
Yeah, I like those. I like when you use those 10 cents words.
I find them in the Reader's Digest, large print editions.
My feeling is like I really feel that he wants. Like, I feel like that was the mandate. I think that was the mandate. I think Brian Franz said, I need you to come and kill this show for me. Like, I really believe that. I believe that that's a mandate. Because I cannot understand how you can look at this show and look and say, that is a good hour of television.
That's my question to you.
Because you know, that they give One Life to Live grief. They treat One Life to Live like the stepchild.
But here's my question.
One Life to Live is like Cinderella in comparison to General Hospital and All My Children.
Fathead Franz, Fat Fudge Franz, Fat Fudge Pecker Franz. I had to say it. You think he
watches? Is he a queen?
Ah, he's a queen. Give me a break. He might have a beard, but he's a queen.
You know what?
Get it? He might have a beard, but he's a queen.
But I'm pumped. Anyway, no, I. if he is a queen, he's an evil queen.
He's an evil queen.
He's but an evil
you
queen.
Think that evil queen watches One Life to Live and says, this is a horrible show? Seriously.
Yeah, I do. Because
I hate
he's,
him.
He's always
I
trying to
hate you,
them.
Brian Franz. I hate
them,
you.
He's always trying to get them grief. And you know what?
I hate him even more because he made our beautiful Chrishell Stiles take a bus to Kentucky. I hate you, Brian Franz.
He, like, I don't get it. I really don't get it. I don't understand it. And you know what's really disturbing about One Night to Live?
That's what Shadow said in his letter.
You know what's really disturbing about One Night to Live being last is that even As the World Turns, Beat It. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm still watching As the World Turns because As the World Turns.
Luke.
No. I'm so not into Nuke. Let me tell you something. Who is it? Casey Shameless? No, who watches As the World Turns is into Nuke.
Disco Dance?
They have Nuke on there. No, Disco Dance Straight.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, Disco Dance. Alex P. Keith.
I don't know. Like, the thing about As the World Turns right now, I'm not going to say that I'm enjoying it, but they make some smart moves. Lynn Herring on As the World Turns, brilliant. Love her as Orji Coleman. Love her when she's battling Colleen Zenk as Barbara. That's old school soap opera. See, so that the reason that As the World Turns is high rating, I'm believing, is because they got her. They got Stuart Damon,
mm-hmm.
who used to be on General Hospital,
yeah.
playing the mafia uncle.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I don't like his two nieces on the show, but Stuart Damon as the mafia uncle, they need to keep him.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Lynn Herring have been so entertaining to watch on As the World Turns.
That woman is a dame.
It makes you wonder how ABC let her go.
Stupid.
And see, but that's the thing. As the World Turns is getting all these veterans. They have Judy Evans on the show who played
old people. Brian Franz.
Yeah,
old
exactly.
People, stupid.
They're doing something right. I don't like everything that they're doing.
Does Lynn Herring bake cookies?
No, her character is a scam artist.
Oh,
she's
no
the
cookies.
Mother of. There's a character, Henry Coleman, who's been on the show forever, and he's like a real like drunkard, gambler
that's
kind
familiar.
Of thing. And they just brought back their daughter, the original Maddie, who I love, Alexandra. You want a young actress who can act? Alexandra Chando. Maddie. She's Lynn Herring's daughter on the show. And the scenes between the two of them when they met, oh my God, brilliant acting, brilliant characterization, brilliant writing.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
It was so fun to watch because Lynn Herring looks at her and she goes, Maddie, you didn't come and see me when you got back to town. And she goes, because Henry told me you were in town. I was like, that's fun. That's funny. I will say this.
What?
All My Children, I know you don't like Madison. I like the actress. I think the character had a lot of potential. I don't think that you can redeem this character. Chuck Pratt said that he loves creating, I don't know, again, Nelson, I'm butchering what the quote you got him, but something about he likes making an evil character because then you could turn him redeemable. No.
Can you say simpleton?
She killed her husband. There's no working around that. And you, before we were talking about this in the podcast, you brought up Annie and you said, well, Annie killed her brother. But see, we knew Annie. We don't know Madison.
And also you said.
We knew and we grew to care about Annie. Plus, Richie was evil. Now, Madison's husband may not have been the greatest guy, but he wasn't evil. He wasn't going around killing little girls in the basement and then, you know, hiding the bodies.
She took a bronze figurine and clubbed
exactly.
Him.
Exactly. Exactly.
Bludgeons him, people. That's what the word is.
Yeah,
bludgeons.
Like, and you know what I mean? Annie wasn't in the right frame of mind.
She's never had any other shades of gray. She's all black and white.
Yeah, it you know, you can't redeem. I mean, I love Stephanie Gabash, and I really think that you messed it up by having her kill her husband, because I think Madison could have been a very interesting character.
I think she could have played her more dimensionally. That's all I'm saying.
I think she's only playing her with what she has.
Right,
there's only so much.
I don't love the character.
I don't think Chuck Pratt is giving her any options
but
to play anything else.
Jordan,
yeah, but when they were dancing on the dance floor and she told Angie, tone it, dial it down, Mother Hubbard, that was funny. Did you hear that?
It was funny, but Angie would have slapped Biddy upside her head.
And that time that Angie went to the hotel room and she was there in her bra and Angie slapped her, I like that too. That was Angie.
Angie was Angie. Is always Angie.
Look, at this point, I would love for Frankie.
What is up with Angie's weave?
I know her weave is looking very ratty.
Her weave is really ratted out.
She needs to go see the new Chris Rock movie.
I think the weave is pissed off.
You know, that Rick, the new Chris Rock movie, Good Hair.
Good Hair.
I think Debbie and her hair people need to go see it.
That weave.
Did you see Nia Long talking about the movie on Chelsea lately?
Hear me out. Because they go to India. They get that hair.
That no, that's what Nia Long was saying. Did you see that interview?
These people are cutting off. I didn't see that interview, but I saw it on Oprah. These people are cutting off their hair, doing a religious thing, and they don't know that the people turn around setting their hair for $10,000 a pop. That's messed up. And what I'm saying is, I'm saying that Debbie Morgan got the weave.
It's like organ donating.
Organ donating?
Yeah, it's like that.
But my point is that I think that Angie got the weave of some messed up person, and the like, the karma is coming back, and it's all like.
I know that weave, girl. You gotta weave. Get it, fix it up.
You gotta feed it. You gotta pet it. You gotta nurture it.
Yeah, you gotta, cause it's looking a little ratty.
It is mad at you. Your weave is very mad at you. I'll tell you right now.
You're not showing that weave any love, girl.
Oprah don't have no weave. Chris Rock's tried to feel her weave, and she says, my hair. She got her own hair. It ain't no weave.
I don't believe it.
He pulled on it and everything. And
I don't believe it. Whatever. Did you see the clip where Raven Simone moves her whole head? That was scary. I was like, but Nia Long was on Chelsea Lately promoting the movie. It was so funny. Her and Chelsea Lately were funny together. But you know, I don't know, man. I mean, I'm trying to, like, I'm telling you, I'm loving me some Scott. JR, I don't know. That baldness, that he looks like powder.
No, but he,
you know that movie? You know that movie Powder? You remember Powder, the albino? That's who he looks like. I'm going to call JR Powder for now on.
Listen.
Call him Powder. Powder and olive oil.
This is what's happened, though.
What?
One Life to Live did it. Not like a few months back in the beginning of the year where Rex shaves his head. First of all, Rex shaving his head and JR shaving his head. Two different beasts.
Yeah, because Rex looked hot with his head shaved.
Rex was like smoking hot.
JR looked like powder.
He looked like powder. He looked like a cue ball. Like powder, like powder.
Like, I don't know why. It does not look sexy on him.
It doesn't look sexy, number one. Number two, the whole thing with olive oil shaving him, it was supposed to be like this sort of thing, you know, like... It wasn't
what, something
me.
Like Demi Moore and Patrick Swayze and Ghost?
Something like
it was
that.
Supposed to be something sexy like that.
Something like out of Africa, like Robert Redford washing, you know, Meryl Streep's hair.
But that's sexy.
But it didn't work.
Of course it didn't work, because she's shaving her cancer-ridden boyfriend's head. That's stupid.
And like, I'm not really buying them as
sexy.
A couple, you know?
They have no chemistry. You know, eBay...
Well, did it better. That's all I'm saying.
eBay came out with a lot of potential, and she fizzled out.
Fizzle.
Well, you know what? And I blame the writers.
Because she looks like a 13-year-old girl. That's
no,
why.
I blame the writers, too. You know why? Because
the wardrobe
because
people.
At the beginning,
and the makeup people.
At the beginning, it seemed like she might have had some shade of David in her, some edge. And they seem to have dropped this, and they're trying to make her a heroine. Ooh. She's like, there's no edge to her anymore.
I tell you who there's no edge to.
And we're supposed to believe that her and JR fell in love. Why? Because they threw french fries at each other one day. That episode
Thank
was
you.
So stupid.
Thank
Did you see that episode?
We
didn't have a
That's
podcast
exactly.
that week. That episode
you
made
need
me
to
so
hire
mad.
Brian Fox,
that was the
Jordan
most
Hudson.
Childish, stupidest scene that I ever saw. Them throwing french fries at each other, him getting ketchup on her nose. What are they for?
It reminds me of when Ryan romanced Annie by like enacting children's fairy tales. It was just creepy.
Or how can we forget the Uber Greenlee having poetry written on her body by Adam?
Oh my God.
Remember that nightmare?
Oh my God. But at least that was something to make fun of. This we can't even. I've said it in my blog postings. You can't even make fun of this. It's like beating a leper. You can't do it. It's no fun. It's just everything is so awful and bad. I just feel bad for the people on the show. I feel bad for the actors. It is not fair to them. They didn't sign up for this shit.
Well, I gotta tell you, that was my feeling with the dance-a-thon. I literally, I was embarrassed for the actors, and I was embarrassed for myself for watching it. That's how bad it was. I thought it was the most ridiculous. All those scenes where Jake was trying to seduce the nanny.
Oh, disgusting!
Disgusting!
Oh, disgusting!
Disgusting scenes. The whole Amanda's plan makes absolutely no
they
sense.
They called Amanda a whore again, by the way. He did.
Yes, he
even if
that
it was
fight,
faking it.
Yeah,
give a
didn't.
Shit.
I didn't like that either. That it brought. Thank you. That's what it did to me too. It brought back, and I'm like, and it brought me out of their relationship because their relationship makes no sense now. I mean, for months, Amanda was trying to keep the baby away from David. She knew that David's evil. Now all of a sudden, she's falling for David.
I will give you one positive thing, listeners.
What?
I actually like that they're making her and David cronies as opposed to opponents because I think it's more interesting. And I like David when he's more three-dimensional. And he's more three-dimensional being jealous of Amanda, trying to keep her away from Jake, than he is if he was just being evil. That's all I can say about that. Mm. What? You got to keep talking because when you don't, I hear babies crying. I get all upset.
I don't know. I'm just – all my children's just – I don't know. And it doesn't sound like – oh, did I tell you I know who killed Stuart.
I did, too. I found out.
Go ahead. Tell me who you – Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
I found out.
How did you find out?
I forgot how I found out.
I mean, I think you'd have to be really dumb and blind not to figure it out by this point. I mean, I think they haven't come out and said it, but I think they've made it kind of obvious. I don't know if that was always the intention, though. See, that's the whole thing. I honestly think that Chuck Pratt did this without knowing who the hell did it.
When you look at the hands of all the guns that went off, none of the hands, that's all I will say about that. None of the hands seem to match who I think will end up being the murderer. You know what I'm saying?
I know. But to bring back Carmen...
Sorry, we slipped.
Oops. No, I'm sorry. It wasn't Carmen. I know. Interesting that Carmen she came back and she was mad at Adam because he fired her like 8 months ago. So she decides to
one
shoot
can
him.
Dream, but listen, we've had some dream recastings. Sort of.
What?
We've had some dream firings.
Oh, yeah. No, let's talk about that. Finally, whoever Aiden Turner was sleeping with in the higher-ups must have got fired themselves, because now Aiden Turner's gone, and I am happy.
Bye-bye.
Look, I know the man just had a kid. You know what? He is lucky that he had a job for as long as he did. He should be thanking God that he had, like, what, 9-7 years on that show? And hopefully he wasn't stupid and he saved his money up.
My retinas have been seared.
Because you know what? He never should have been on the show this long. Never should have been on the show this long.
I'm sorry, Aiden Turner. You're a nice man.
You're not an actor. Go back to modeling.
He was a hair model. Did you see?
He was a hair model?
One of our bloggers put up a picture of him and Howard Stern's wife, Beth, what's her name? They were like the hairstyle poster of the salon that she went to. I think it was Mel.
He has nice hair.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not going to lie. He's hot. I'd have sex with him, but he's annoying.
He's a bad actor. I know. Like that new Colby.
All right, you better stop.
I'm placing bets. I don't give a crap. If you say she might be a good theater actor, if she was a good theater actor, she'd have more film and TV credits.
No, honey. Two things. You're looking up at IVDM.
IFTB.
Whatever that shoot is.
You can say shit.
Oh, I can say shit. Whatever that shit is, IMDb, DB, DB. You look that up. That only lists their credits for TV and film. She's obviously a young girl. She, for all you know, she could have been theater trained.
Did you see her headshot?
Wait a minute. Brianna Mungreef was theater trained at Fordham University.
There you go. Did you see her headshot?
I know she's hot.
Dead behind the eyes, though.
No.
Hell yes.
I disagree with you. Let me tell you something.
You heard it here first.
She looks like she could be Marcy Walker's daughter.
I'm going to tell you something. That new
she looks like she could be Marcy Walker's daughter.
That is the biological teen mother of
I didn't see that
episode. J-Lo's baby.
I didn't see it.
It was Fridays. Dead behind the eyes.
Now I got to check out Friday's episode.
So what I'm saying to you is this freaking Julie, whatever her freaking name is. What's the name of the casting director that I hate so much?
Judy Blight Wilson.
She is continuing to have hits and big, huge, giant freaking misses. And I'm telling you right now, this is going to be a giant miss. I'm putting my left toe on it.
I think she's hot, and I'm holding out in hopes that she could act. And I look at it this way. Right off the bat, her forehead's a lot smaller than Brianna Mungreef, so right there, that's a good thing. I'm sorry, Brianna Mungreef, but I had to get that last one in.
What are you making fun of?
I know, our little hunchback's gone.
Oh, bless her heart. Listen.
Maybe now she could work up on sitting up and standing up straight.
Jamie Giddens was wondering who we're going to make fun of now that Aiden Turner is gone. Oh, Rancid. Don't worry, Jamie. We'll find a lot to talk about.
Rancid.
Rancid, yeah.
And whoever else they're going to bring on once they get to L.A. Because you know they're going to have to bring on people. Because in case you've been living under the rock, they sent out a list. Susan Lucci has decided to join the cast in L.A., which I'm sure is not Brian
Franz. She's commuting,
Franz is not,
though, right? Because she said she's staying in New York.
Well, yeah, but she's going to commute. But unlike the rumors that were going around that Thorsten and Alicia were going, Thorsten's not going. He has said point blank he is not going. His wife is here. His kids are here.
We have insider
And she just won an Emmy on her show.
We have insider information.
And he is not going. Saying. He is not going to the show.
We're not going.
And Alicia, they're so slick. You know they put Alicia on that list? But Alicia has not said that she's going. She's actually on maternity leave. And rumor has it that they told her, what are you doing?
I'm looking for that chick's picture. What's her name?
Natalie Hall.
All right, keep talking.
They supposedly told her to think about it.
What do you mean?
Like, well, they think that because she's pregnant, she's not thinking rational.
Oh, give me a break.
So they're like, you know, have the baby and then we'll discuss it afterwards.
I'm sorry, but I think the best thing that could happen for One Life to Live is for Torsten K to not go to All My Children.
I think he should join One Life to Live.
He goes to One Life to Live. The powerhouse, we've got Taya back. You get TK back as what's his name? Patrick?
Yep. And I say bring Alicia on.
How do they bring a dead character back on One Life to Live? They're very into real stories.
Yeah.
How do they bring him back?
They never found the body.
Okay.
He died off screen. We don't know exactly how he died. See, she's cute.
She's adorable. You're going to tell me she ain't dead behind the eyes?
No.
How are you going to not tell me she ain't dead behind the eyes?
No, I think she's smoking.
It's a pretty picture. It's not like a headshot.
No,
it's
I'm
like
sorry.
Beautiful.
She looks like she could be Marcy Walker's daughter. Tell me that doesn't look like that could be Marcy Walker's daughter.
Fine. She's a hair model. Look at the
no,
eyes.
No, no. Look at those lips.
Oh, my God. Help me, people. Cute.
And I'm usually not into blondes. I'm more into redheads, except for Jamie Lunar.
No, except for Alicia, who's brown hair. Brown curly hair.
I love Alicia.
He loves Alicia. All right. What do we talk about next? Because this hot mess of a show is a hot mess.
Did you
show.
See Madonna made a guest appearance with Lady Gaga on Saturday Night Live?
Oh, I haven't seen the whole thing yet.
Yeah. I thought it might have been one of the new girls playing Madonna.
No, but I saw that girl say the F word on SNL, but go ahead.
Oh, I don't really watch SNL. I only tuned in yesterday because of Lady Gaga, but Lady Gaga did two skits and she was actually kind of good. Her performance was amazing. Live for Lady Gaga. But I was wondering if that was really Madonna, and it was. And guess what? Madonna must have called Susan Lucci up for like information on who her doctor was, because Madonna looked like Susan Lucci. She looked years younger.
No way.
That's why I wasn't sure it was her, because the arms looked like Madonna, because she looked like, you know, like Wonder Woman. But the face looked like Reversal. Like, she looked so young. And I'm like, is that really Madonna? Because she looks so young.
I want to just go back to one point. What? Because I want to be able to say you heard it here first.
I hate to tell you, but she can act. She was on The Good Wife. She played Maura. I just saw the episode yesterday, and she was good.
But no.
No buts about it.
No buts about it. Because how many lines does she have?
She had a bunch, and okay. It was a dramatic scene.
But hear me out.
No, she's better than Brianna Mungrie.
How was Nurse Chucky when she was on All My Children? Terrible. Somehow Showtime edited a brilliant performance of her in Nurse Jackie. Ha! You can edit together anything on these primetime shows. You know how much money they have? You know how much time they have? And she was on Law & Order Special Victims Unit. You know how many actors are on Law & Order Special Victims Unit? Everybody. You can't even call yourself an actor in New York City if you ain't been on that show. So there.
No, I just saw her.
Have you heard Secret Central? What kind of damn show is that? What kind of damn show is that?
Let's find out. Oh, 2004.
Please.
That's years ago. How old is she? Does it have... No, see, she don't put her age.
Mr. Please. That's what I'm saying. You have to add one and one.
No,
and
I disagree. I can't.
Equal two.
I can't believe she was
she
Maura.
Ain't any good.
I just saw this. I just saw.
She might get better, but right now,
no,
she's no
you're
good.
Wrong.
I'm right.
Melina Martinez.
Ah, shut up. Come on.
Who's this girl?
You gotta keep going. I got babies.
Moneca Delaine. Who is this?
Monica. Oh. I got babies. Come on.
Moneca.
Can I tell you, everybody loves a twin.
What?
Carlos and I cannot walk down the street without twin carriage, without people go, oh, how beautiful. I love it. It's great. It's fun. But
They're adorable.
And in my neighborhood, we get God bless them. God bless them. Every day, someone blesses
my
children.
You're in a religious neighborhood?
I don't know. Somehow, everybody says God bless them. From the mail person, to the UPS guy, to the lady down the street, to the ice cream truck guy.
Did you see Glee this week?
I missed it this week, but I loved it last week. I loved it last week.
You need to see this week. Kristen Chenoweth was on, giving
a
performance of a lifetime.
On our blog.
Amazing.
Rumor has it that she'll be back.
They have to bring her back. I mean, she's
made
for that.
Show.
Yeah, she's made.
Absolutely.
But let me tell you something. She was phenomenal on Glee, and this episode was even better than that last week.
It's on
week.
My DVR.
It's just getting
no,
so
last
like
last week was so funny with the football team, with Beyonce.
It was beautiful, and I hate that song, but I was living for that
I
song
was
in, the, in, the, in the episode.
When he was insisting, what's his name, the gay kid?
What?
When he was insisting that he played the music before he tried for the football team, and his friend, the guy in the Glee Club, the football player, was like, please don't do this, please. He's like, I have to do this. So he starts doing the dance before he does the kick, and you knew that kick was going to be perfect. I love
it. It was great. Let me just say, he is so hot. He's Canadian, the kid that plays Finn.
He's adorable.
I'm talking about the gay one. I'm talking about
the
straight one.
Yes, the straight one.
I'm talking about the straight one.
He was on The View.
Who, Corey?
That guy, the football player, straight guy. Was let me on tell the you view. Something.
He's Canadian. I don't know what they're feeding them in Canada.
He's a Canadian that never sung or danced before.
But I need to go to Canada.
Did you know that?
No, never but I need to go to Canada.
And you tell that the lead girl was a little offended because she's like, her whole life has been music and singing and stuff like that. And she even sang a little bit on The View. Like,
she can sing.
Yeah, she can sing.
I need to go to Canada.
She sang that Celine Dion.
I need to go to Canada.
Holy cow, she can
what
sing.
What are they feeding them in Canada? They're so hot, these Canadians.
You gotta talk to Terry. She gave you some information.
Terry, I got your email. I'm going to email you, girl, because I gotta get to Canada. I think, you don't know. I went out last night.
Canada,
I went out last night.
Our home.
You're not listening to me. I went out last night. I didn't meet anybody.
It's the best anthem of all the anthems. It makes me cry.
I didn't meet anybody last night. My friend did. My friend got lucky.
I thought you got last week or the week before.
You mean S-E-X?
Yes. The sex word.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm looking to
meet
somebody.
I thought you were in pain. I thought you, like, pulled something. Didn't you tell me you pulled something?
Oh, my upper back and my traps. I pulled a muscle in my trapezoid because I was having interesting. Yeah.
PG show.
Yeah, but that was just you know, an F buddy.
Oh, all right.
That's not a relationship. Well, that's just this hot Cuban that. But you know, he's not looking for anything. We're just, you know.
All right, fine.
I mean, I would date him if he was, you know, looking for. But he's not boyfriend material. He's too skeevy.
All right, fine. Everyone has to have a little something on the side, you know.
I know, but I want romance. I want to meet Mike Greg Nelson.
I know you do, Papi. I'm sorry. He's the greatest guy. You didn't even know.
You don't understand. Beautiful. It's just.
He's loving.
I'm gonna put up a picture of myself on my Facebook page.
He does not live with his parents.
I'm gonna put up a They live in the same building.
They live in the same building.
I'm gonna put up a picture of myself on the Facebook.
Good.
Better than me. But my back.
Better you than me.
I got a great shot.
You people, I don't want to show you my face. My face ain't nothing to look at. So why you need to
She's
see?
She's cute.
Listen to my voice. That's all you need to know is my voice.
Anyway. What other shows did you see? Live for Cougar
you
Town.
You people, I don't know who's saying that Cougar Town wasn't that funny. I found Cougar Town hysterical.
I thought Cougar Town, let me tell you
something. You know me, but I hate network television. I hate it. I thought Courtney Cox was
She's brilliant.
Awesome.
I'm not a Friends person. I was never into Friends.
This character is completely different.
Well, you know, the thing is, this is by the people that created Scrubs, the same creator, Bill Lawrence. And there's very moments that are very Scrub-like on Cougar Town. Like, you could tell this from the
montage.
Well, no, her thing this week when she was going, when every time the guy was trying to touch her, that was so Scrubs like they would do something like that on Scrubs. And I love his type of writing and his humor. I think the show has a lot of potential. I mean, I think that this is just gonna this is a show that's just gonna get stronger. Oh damn it, I forgot to turn on my phone.
That's your buddy.
I'll call you back. I'm doing my podcast, Ellie Mae. It was Ellis. Yeah, it was Ellis.
I knew it was Ellis.
He's calling me because he got so hammered last night, you don't know.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god, we were so drunk. Anyway,
Cougar Town, good.
Oh,
watch it.
Oh, Cougar Town is amazing. It's just gonna get better and better and better.
When that kid was masturbating to her realty picture photo.
No, I love the first. I like the first episode when she has sex with a hot guy, and then she tells him, "Oh my god, we had sex 3 times, and you didn't need to take a nap or any pills." That was hysterical. But my favorite line was when her friend, the young girl that she works with, brought the guy to her house, and she was like, "You left that at the bar, bitch."
Who's that girl?
Bussy Phillips from Freaks and Geeks.
I liked her a lot.
She was. That's my favorite
line. Her and the older friend hate each other.
I know.
Last week she calls the friend calls her. The friend calls Courtney Cox's character late at night, and she goes, "What are you doing up?" And she goes, "Oh, my stupid baby woke me up."
It's just like, no.
I love
it. Let me tell you something. I love Cougar Town. And I know the girl from General Hospital, she plays the older cougar that works with them. The one with the bouffant,
yes,
the big hair.
Yes.
She's on General Hospital. She's a character actress on General Hospital. She's so good. But they need to make her regular on Cougar Town. Because yeah. When she threw her leg up on that guy.
That was awesome. That was funny.
Cougar Town, love it. And have you been watching Modern Family?
I didn't love the first episode. And I think because
they showed everything.
They showed everything.
Yeah,
so it was disappointing.
But
it's
brilliant.
Second episode did not disappoint.
And I love about it is that it's so politically incorrect. Like, they are not afraid. When he was talking about, the little boy was talking about his father, and then, like, Ed O'Neill, Al Bundy, he was just like, he's talking about his father like, this guy is Superman. The only thing that Superman and his father have in common is they both came in this country illegally. See, I'm Latin. I was not offended by that. I thought that was hysterical. I love that show. It's so
I love
real.
When the gay couple was at the playtime.
And wait, Julie Bowen is somebody who, I know she was
pregnant with twins in the pilot. Did you know that?
Julie Bowen?
Julie Bowen is breastfeeding now her twins, but she was pregnant with twins in the pilot.
In the pilot?
If you watch the pilot, every single shot of her is she's carrying a cake.
Wow.
She's behind the counter. Yeah, she was on The View talking
well,
about
let me tell you something. I got to tell you this about Julie Bowen. I got to tell you this. She's somebody who,
like
I never watched. What was it, Ed? That was a show on NBC that started.
Yes,
like
I wasn't crazy about
her. Supposedly she was popular. The show was popular. I didn't see Ed. She was on Boston Legal, which I saw. She did nothing for me. I didn't hate her, but I didn't necessarily love her. I think this is the best thing she's ever done. She has won me over completely.
Well, her husband
I love her.
On the show.
Yeah, her husband's hysterical, but she
with
was.
The bikes.
Oh my god! Well, he's always good though. He's been on a couple of shows that I love them on. But she, this is like her best work. She is sister and my girl Sofia Vergara, the hot Colombian, love her.
Not me.
You don't. I love
I
her.
You
I
know
think
why?
She's funny.
She's the you know to the child for the
no
yes.
no
yes she
no
is.
She's funny. She's very funny. She was on.
I don't doubt her talent. I'm not being a player hater, people. I don't deny her talent.
I disagree
but it's
with
the same
you.
Old shit. It's
I,
the same
no.
old shit.
No, I disagree with you.
It's the same old la, 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 la.
No, I think she's funny. No.
It's the same old dumb Latina, stupid,
No. Her character's intelligent. No.
Give me a break.
No, her character.
Give me a break.
She was on Chelsea Lately. Chelsea Lately loves her. They interviewed her twice. And her and Chelsea Lately were funny together. No.
She's beautiful.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you something.
But she plays the same character every single show. And don't tell me she doesn't.
You talk about women.
The last show she was on, she played the same exact character.
You talk about women, like, that would make me go back. Oh, she was. She is.
She's beautiful.
She's smoking.
There's no denying it.
And did you see Patricia Heaton's show in the middle? Or the middle?
I did. I was disappointed.
You didn't like it? I loved it.
I did not like it, but I was disappointed. I expected to be rolling, you know, out of the floor laughing.
Oh, I did. I thought it was very Malcolm in the Middle. It filled that void.
Yes, it filled the void because
I loved Malcolm in the Middle. So it filled that void. Now, the Kelsey Grammer show needs to get canceled already. That needs to go. Bring in Better Off Tell Scrubs because that needs to go. I haven't seen the second episode of Eastwood. Did you like Flash Forward?
I love the first episode. Haven't seen the second yet.
I love it. I don't think they should keep comparing it to Lost or keep saying that it's the new Lost because I don't think it's at Lost's level. It's its own show in its own right and it has its own uniqueness. But I think that's my thing was like everybody was like, oh, it's like the new Lost. And I don't feel that it is. But I'm enjoying.
Quick, and then one left to live because I gotta go. I really do. I know. It's
wait,
early, all right. But...
Joseph Fiennes is so hot.
Oh, he's
though.
So hot.
Oh my god,
he's amazing.
I've had the biggest. Oh. Mad Men. Did you see last week's?
Holy credoli. I saw last week's and the weeks before with the
Let me tell
mower.
You, I don't know what was up. Oh, no. And I'm so mad because that British guy was really hot.
Oh,
now he can't be on the show.
My God.
But you know what was really bad?
What?
Was when Joan and what's Don
Sam,
were in the hospital and they were snapping. she goes, you know how it is. One day you're made the manager, the next minute some secretary is mowing over your foot.
Got his foot run over with a John Deere tractor, like one of those ones that you drive.
They were so cool. And then they started laughing. I was like, they're
that
evil.
Was
so
funny. That was
but what funny. Was up his? What was up Don Draper's ass last week? Did he tore into poor Peggy?
Yep.
And then he tore into his wife.
Because he had to sign that contract.
I know, but that's not their fault. I wanted a bitch slap
He's
him.
A man with issues.
I wanted a bitch slap
Well,
him.
He got what he deserved. He got more than bitch slapped. He got taken by two young white people.
I know.
Two teenage white kids.
That was hard. See, everybody.
He's crazy.
Everybody that kind of watches Mad Men keeps saying that this year everything is very slow paced. But I think this is the season that
crazy.
These are built. I think people they're building up to something.
Yeah,
this is like the storm.
And Peggy
the
being
calm
like
before
a,
the storm.
Peggy, like slutting out and everything, and
ooh,
she's going crazy.
Do you remember that? What was that? Like 3 weeks ago when she came into the office, she goes, "My name's Peggy Olson, and I want to smoke marijuana." I love that. Oh,
well,
my God.
Let's talk about, listen, this is a show about soap, sort of. I mean, we talk about all TV, so it doesn't matter. But
wait, what other new shows have we talked about?
I'm watching Dancing with the Stars. I know you ain't, but I'm loving
it. No, I don't.
I don't care what you say. I enjoy it very much.
I'm finally finished the first season of Fringe. Now I'm just behind on the new season. You don't watch Fringe,
do
you? I
don't watch Fringe. I have Dexter, too, on DVD.
Oh, I know.
I got to
watch Dexter. I got to watch Dexter because I caught up with Dexter finally,
too. My brother
too.
Said it was good.
I'm sure. John Lithgow's on it this year. You know what show I have on my DVR that I have not bothered with?
What?
Grey's Anatomy. Have no desire.
You know what? I got pissed off at Private Practice.
Why?
Because I guess the first episode, some woman cut out the woman's baby. And this is why I got offended. Because people, there is no way in God's green earth, there is no way in hell a woman could survive some knucklehead cutting a baby out of her womb. I had a C-section for twins, and I thought I was going to die. And I had an expert surgeon, I'm telling you right now. In New York City, I had one. The head of St. Vincent's GYN's department did my C-section, and I thought I was going to die. There's no way a woman could survive that. And so they did this whole dramatic thing where, you know, they'd save her. I'm sure they save her, and I'm sure whatever. But it just bothered me.
You know, it
really bothered me.
I realized that the only reason I'm watching Private Practice is because I love Kate Walsh. And if she wasn't on that show, I could give that show up easily.
Yeah.
I really wish that she would go back to Grey's Anatomy because Grey's needs her.
Yeah.
Private Practice annoys me to no end. And my sister was like, because my sister doesn't even watch it anymore. She I don't even think she saw the first season. She was over it. And she's like, why do you keep watching it? And I told her, I said, because I really like Kate Walsh. If Kate Walsh listens to our podcast, I want you to know, Kate, I am suffering because of you. That's how much I adore you and your character of Addison Montgomery, that I put up with all those hacks that you're working with, because that is like one of the worst group of people. And I love Timothy Daly, but even Timothy Daly does nothing for me on this show. Nothing for me on this show.
I thought about you, actually. I keep seeing the commercials for Brothers and Sisters. Is it good?
Oh, I love Brothers and Sisters.
Yeah?
Brother, I'm a little mad at them. Because they got rid of Balthazar Getty, who I know everybody was like, oh, Tommy's the one character we didn't like. But this is a show about siblings. So it's kind of bizarre that you got rid of one of the siblings. And supposedly the reason they got rid of him is because he had an affair and they knew his wife. And it's the same kind of stuff that supposedly went on as the world turns. It's like, what they do in their personal life, this is work. It's not affecting, what you get fired because you have an affair. What other job does that happen?
I don't know.
Unless the person you're having an affair with is somebody that you're working with. You know what
I
mean?
Right, exactly.
It's like,
or
that's
like
his
the
own
boss's
private
wife
business.
Or something like that.
This is his own private business, people. If that's the reason that, you know, it's stupid. And the thing is, this is a show about brothers and sisters. We need all the brothers and sisters. But with that said, I still loved it for this show. I love my brother. Desperate Housewives, I love it still. I don't like, what's her name? The new edition.
Which one?
The one from Sopranos does absolutely nothing for
me.
Which
one from Sopranos? Edie Falco's on it?
No.
Jamie Lee Singer?
I don't watch Sopranos. So I don't know who her character was.
What character?
She has long hair, very very stereotypical Italian.
Oh, Lorraine Bracco?
Something Drea. No.
Oh, Drea Di Matteo.
Yes.
I never loved people. I hate her, but I never loved her as an actress.
The only thing that I liked her in, she was on Sons of Anarchy the first season. As a recurring character.
How the freak does he remember?
I watched Sons of Anarchy. I love it.
Oh my God.
I didn't like her on Joey.
I didn't like Joey on Joey.
I know. I dealt with her on Sons of Anarchy. You know what this screen? Did you watch that episode of Desperate Housewives? Oh, you
don't. I don't watch that.
Let me tell you something. It's like a soap opera, but listen. That, like, it reminds me of the second season when they brought on.
I want to talk about What Did to Live.
Fine.
Who wants to talk about Desperate Housewives? Not me. One life to live.
Are you still not watching Drop Dead Diva?
No, just say it.
Because
One Life to Live,
I talk
was
about
hot
it
this week. Say it.
One Life to Live was hot. Oh my God! Oh God! I love that show. One Life to Live is like the best soap opera on TV right now,
Friday
with YNR like right there.
Like
what about,
no other show.
No, wait
Friday
a minute.
Cliffhangers.
What is it about Friday cliffhangers? What about Monday cliffhangers? Tuesday cliffhangers? Wednesday
but
cliffhangers? And Thursday
you
cliffhangers?
You think they couldn't possibly think of another good cliffhanger? Friday comes and it's the best one of all.
Oh my God! Let me tell you something. When Taya came to that house and she had that check in her hand and she was like, Dorian! She was banging at that door, and then David goes, he's like, well, if it isn't the blushing bride, are you blushing? He cracks me up!
Some incredible one-liners on that show. I have one problem with One Life to Live.
What?
Jared.
He's gone.
I don't give a crap. It makes no sense, the storyline. Ron C, I adore and worship the ground you walk on. If you came in this room right now,
doesn't it make sense?
I would kiss your feet.
Why doesn't it make sense?
Because all this time, the actor has been playing good, Jared. And now all of a sudden, I'm supposed to believe that he's the devil incarnate.
No. See, you don't watch the show.
No, don't give me that. Because he changed from that.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. I saw him sleep with Natalie and get married to her and help her through all the stuff with Bree. And I'm sorry, not with Bree.
You don't know the full story. You don't know he's totally evil.
He just the other day was calling his crony, telling him to get the women now. That's not evil? Come on now.
Did Jared say it?
Jared said it. You saw the show. I saw the show. He was calling the guy as the guy was. He's like, the guy's like, I have him in my sights. And he's like, get him now. You don't remember that scene?
Oh, I must have. I'm
being serious. I don't like, I think the actor, if the actor had known, this is the thing. I think the actor is actually pretty decent. If he had known that he was going to have this demise, he probably would have played it more gradually. But he was playing that Jared was being redeemed. Don't you think?
No.
He was so good. He helped Natalie and
what's but what was he going to do? He had to.
No, you're not hearing me, though. There was no shade of, like, look, alter motive.
All I'm saying...
When he and Natalie made love all those times, now all of a sudden he's all, like, evil to Natalie. I don't... Are we watching the same show?
Look, all I'm saying is...
His character's very different now. That's my point. I don't believe it.
I'm waiting to see what happens. That's all I'm saying. Because it reminds me of Edge of Night. Skylar and Raven and Jefferson Brown.
Sleeping with the enemy, that thing?
No.
Because that's a good theme. I love sleeping with the enemy. That's a brilliant soap theme. That.
On Edge of Night, one of the best Edge of Night stories ever was Raven fell in love with Skylar Whitney and she thought she finally met her match. And after all this courting and all of them getting together and everything, get this. After all this courting and them getting together,
yes.
We found out that Skylar Whitney is not really Skylar Whitney, but Jefferson Brown. This man who... try to kill the original Skylar Whitney and got his face to look like Skylar Whitney. Mm-hmm. And when he started finding out that people were putting two and two together, he started going around killing people. And then even though he loved Raven, he knew he had to kill her because of the fact that she was too close to finding out that he wasn't really Skylar Whitney.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm waiting to let the story play out before I put any judgments. I want to see what Ron C has cooking. But I will say this. Michael Lowry is one hot piece of ass.
Let me go back. Let me go back because we'll get to this. Ron C, and I'm not criticizing Ron C because I think what happened to you is what Upchuck Pratt claims happened to him. He claims he started writing a story and then someone handed him a contract and said, this one's been canceled, write him out. So I think that happened to Ron C. I think he was going a different direction with Jared, but now he has been told that Jared's getting his walking papers and so they're writing him out. That's what I think, no?
Okay, I don't know. All I know is...
But I know that I trust that he will make a better story in a zillion years with this than Chuck Pratt could make for writers he knows that are on the canvas. So.
Okay, Michael Lowry is... The
a bit
man.
Pale. A bit pale.
Michael Lowry?
You saw him on that boat. He was a little pale.
No, anyway, he is flawlessly beautiful.
Pale.
The man is like a mountain man. He is so tall. His body is beautiful. That back is beautiful. And the fact that he has hair is such a turn on. That chest and that ass. I just want to take a bite out of it.
He's got a rug. The bottom half of him is all rug.
Oh, what?
The bottom half of him is Chewbacca.
No, yes, no. It is. He is. Let me tell you something. I used to adore him on All My Children, and I adore him now. He is one beautiful man. One beautiful man.
By Miss Cassie DePaiva. I think that bullhorn was brilliant.
Somebody on our blog didn't like it. I thought it was hysterical. I thought that was very funny. The fact that everybody in town heard it was funny.
No!
It was funny.
It was pure Blair being her bratty.
There was self. Yeah. There was so it. Let me tell you, there were so many great moments
Cassie,
this week.
You are incredible. I love
so
you.
So many great character moments this week. Like you, this is the thing. 5 hours of One Night to Live during the week, and
I
so
run
much,
to watch it.
So many moments. Like we would need like a 3 hours to do a podcast on One Night to Live because that's how many great moments there were.
There's some funny
the
ones.
Wedding,
There's
the some, wedding,
yeah, the wedding was good.
The wedding, the whole thing with Jack.
Jack's speech.
Jack's trying to
Todd's
get the speech.
Todd's speech.
Taya's speech.
Really good in bed.
Taya, Florencia. Oh my God, Florencia Lozano.
The only thing I like about Florencia.
What?
The outfit they made her wear on her honeymoon night. They made her wear some matronly piece of garbage crap that was not sexy. Todd Manning is a deviant mother. Mm. He needs something real kinky. He don't need no white, off-white number with a skirt and a blouse. Come on now. Right? He's getting Crasher's panties. He's getting garters. He's getting whips and chains. I'm telling you the truth. That's
look, what they, all means. I know is that they're hot, and Todd and Taya need to stay together. They need to put Blair with I like Blair with
I
Ross.
Love it.
I think
it.
They have chemistry.
I love it.
And when she found out that Dorian paid him, ooh, those seats were hot.
Hot.
She turned around. She said, "You ain't pimp." I was on the floor.
I even love just the few moments we get Mr. Tuck Watkins talking to his daddy.
I love when he's with Greg. Bo. I love when he's with. And what else happened?
What's going on with Greg? I haven't been following that storyline. Greg is not going to do the surgery.
Yeah, he's not going to do Matthew's surgery.
But what's going on with Sean?
Sean's still he's still in the coma. My girl Kimmy is, I'm sorry, Kimmy is the best thing.
Carlos calls her wall-eyed.
I know, she is. She is phenomenal.
She
kind
of has eyes on both sides of her head.
Her line
delivery.
She literally
does. Like, if she was ever a mother, she could say to the kids, "Kids, you better not do that. I have eyes on both sides of my head. I can see.
Look,
stupid. I'll catch you."
The thing that I love about her is that
she can see coming and going.
She can really act because, you know, she used to be on Gossip Girl.
You missed my joke.
I heard your joke. You're being mean. Listen. She used to be on Gossip Girl, and her character was a rich snob on Gossip Girl. So the fact that she's able to play this trashy, like, basically almost a hooker-type character shows that this girl can really act.
She's
I love her.
Great for Kim.
And her those scenes with her and Gigi were fabulous.
No, no, no.
Gigi.
What else we gotta talk about while it lives? I gotta go. I seriously gotta go.
I don't know. What else happened? There was so much. It's overload.
It's the wedding. It's overload.
There's so much happened that, you know. Oh.
Oh, the sex.
Kish.
Oh, Kish.
Did you see those scenes?
Kish.
Very. See, this is this.
I love Kish.
I just want to make this point. This is why I don't like Nuke on As the World Turns and why I prefer Kish. Because Ron C's writing them like they're characters. Those scenes, could have been easily a guy and a girl talking.
You know what we didn't talk
about? Or two
about.
Girls. Wait, let me finish my point. On Nuke, everything is trying to make a political statement
issues.
About the gay movement.
Well, that's what...
Banging
that's
them
my,
over in their head.
I told you that, though. This storyline was beginning to feel an awful lot like an after-school special to me, and now they're finally getting past it.
Yeah.
And moving forward, so I'm happy about that.
See, and the thing is, if you're going to do something political, then make it political. But what's coming up with Dorian now and Vicky and trying
so
to get the gay
fun.
Votes...
It's so much fun.
That's interesting. That's interesting because that's realistic. You don't want a character harping.
I gotta work on my Vicky impression.
You should do Vicky.
She speaks in a very deliberate way.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, now I have thought about supporting the gay and lesbian community. I gotta work on it.
The voice is almost there, but your head movements and stuff, that's so her. Yeah, that's
her. If you put the head in.
Yeah, that's really like if it
is and the condescending demeanor.
Yeah. I hate Vicky. I always hated Vicky.
But you know who we didn't talk about?
Ooh.
And I'm loving me some Kish and I'm actually loving me some Layla and some Christian. You're not, I know.
I don't like
him.
I hate him. I hate him. I don't mind them, but I hate him. I think she deserves better.
But I was gonna say I was gonna also make a comment that you have always made the ass to comment that Ron C knows how to incorporate all the characters into the canvas, and I love how they're incorporating the new boyfriend into the canvas, making him be the head of the LGBT association, going to see Vicky, blah blah. We did not talk about James Franco joining General Hospital.
Because there's really nothing to talk about.
Let
me tell you something. That is insane.
I thought I was going to get a smile out of his face.
Well, let me tell you something. James Franco's very hot, but he's straight, so.
You need to see Milk. And the reason why you need to see it is because Mr. James Franco is beyond brilliant in this film. In fact, if you ask me, better than Sean Penn. You know why?
Does he show his ass in it?
He does.
Okay, I'm seeing it.
I don't know. I don't remember if he does, actually. But listen to me.
What?
Sean Penn, you can kind of see the acting.
I'm not a big
you
Sean Penn fan.
You always know it's Sean Penn. He's very big, very large in life. James Franco, he became this man like no other. He was heartbreaking as the boyfriend of Milk. Heartbreaking. Brilliant, perfect, amazing actor. Amazing.
Well, we really have nothing to report because nobody's really sure why this is happening. Some people are saying that he's researching a role.
Oh, absolutely.
Other people say that he's so into his craft that this is the one area that he's never done and he wants to experience
it.
I don't know what the deal is, but he's shooting, get this, in 3 days he's shooting 2 months material.
Holy cow.
And I'm going to say this about, and I'm not knocking Mr.
Which
Franco
means,
because I think that James Franco is a brilliant actor, but he's got his hands full because there's a lot of people that do film and nighttime, and they think that they can come in daytime and they could work on daytime like that. And they learn very quickly that daytime is not to be played. You know, as much as we snap on people like Aiden Turner and Brianna Moncrief, you got to applaud people like Robin Strasser, like Marcy Walker.
Medium. I'm sorry.
No, acting on daytime is the hardest type of acting you could do. These people have to put out a material every single day with barely any rehearsal time. These people in nighttime, they spend one day on one scene.
People, I'm going to tell you something right now. How many actors have we had that we said on All My Children sucked, went on to
bigger and better things?
Because you can edit a performance, people. Yeah. And if you can't act on a soap, you can't act. That means you can't act.
Yeah. Let me tell you
something. If you can't act on a soap, film, there's nothing you can't film, do. I'm sorry. Nothing.
Film and nighttime are the kind of stuff that it becomes the director's medium. It's all about the director. Absolutely. And how he chooses to cut and edit. Now, a theater is all about the acting.
Yeah.
You know? And soap opera is like theater because they shoot the scene straight through.
The only difference is you don't have to use a loud voice.
Yeah, you shoot the scene straight through. They shoot a scene straight through. There's no
love actors here. We respect soap actors.
So I'm not knocking Mr. Franco. It's going to be interesting to see what he could pull.
Absolutely.
Because I don't think he realizes, especially trying to shoot 2 months material in 3 days, that's a lot of work. But real quick, the better news is that Jonathan Jackson, the original Lucky Spencer, is coming back to General Hospital.
I don't know the thing
about that. I got to just say that, you know what? They got me watching General Hospital again because the minute he steps up, I'll start up.
I don't know nothing about that. All I know is I got 2 screaming kids in the other room, so I got to hustle my butt. But I have loved being here with you, Jordan. And being here with the viewers and the listeners.
And make me your friend on Facebook, people. You've been talking about me being on Facebook, and I'm on Facebook, and nobody's, like, joining. Come on.
I'm your friend. Don't I count for something?
Well, I see you all the time, and I talk to you all the time, girl. I want to be able to talk to everybody. Is Terry on Facebook?
No. Terry, you got to go on Facebook and put a beautiful picture of yourself.
I got to go to Canada, man. Those men are...
If you want to write us, you can email us PVP at Fine Valley. Should I do it as Dory, as Vicky?
Yes.
I can't. If you want to write us, you can email us at PVP at FineValleyPodcast.com, or you can go to our MySpace page. Don't go to our MySpace page. We don't have that no more.
Oh, okay.
Don't go to MySpace. Go to Facebook. Go to Facebook. That's better. Go to Facebook.
And look up Jordan Hudson on Facebook.
Yes. I don't know how it works. www.facebook.com/Pine Valley Podcast, maybe?
Yeah.
No, I'm Ashley Mendoza, though. We have a fan page and we have a Facebook page. I also have a Twitter. So look me up on Twitter. I think I'm PV Podcast is what I am on Twitter. I haven't been Twittering lately, people, so please don't be mad at me. I just, sometimes it's hard to do. Who else? Luis. He's done our openings forever now. We adore him. We love him. Daytime Confidential. All the folks over there, Mr. Jamie Giddens, Miss Jillian, Mr. Luke.
Luke made me his friend.
Yeah, I love
Luke. There's no info.
Oh, damn. We love Mr. Nelson Bronco. You keep fighting a good fight, Nelson Bronco. We are with you here at the Pine Valley Podcast. You can find him on TVGuideCanada.ca, right? Mm-hmm. Which I think is the Suds Report on Friday.
And then Monday, the Soap Digest.
Yeah, something like that. We still keep in touch with a very dear friend, Mr. Superposter, www.myspace.com/superposter of the year.
Also look up welovesoaps.net.
And all that good stuff. So we have so many friends here at the Pine Valley Podcast. Because we are a little bit hit or miss right now with recording of the podcast, we definitely encourage you to go visit our friends to keep up to date on all the latest soap happenings. I am your hostess, Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm your hoster, Jordan Hudson.
Here's a little something just for you.
I asked you a question. What are you doing sitting behind Brandon's desk?
I'm sorry. Aren't you Sloane Satin?
That's right. And who are you?
Well, I'm Erica Cudahy. Mr. Kingsley asked me to wait here for him.
Where is he?
He just stepped out for a moment so that I can use his phone. He said he'd be right back.
You all set, it. Sloan? What are you doing here?
I'm here to see you.
I don't recall having made an appointment with you.
I want to talk to you, Brandon, and I mean now.
I assume you've met Mrs. Cudahy.
Yes, we've met, and I'm sure Mrs. Cudahy will excuse us.
I'm sorry about this, Erica. Were you able to make your phone call?
Yes, I was. Everything's fine.
Good. Would you mind stepping outside just for a moment?
Oh, no, I don't mind. That's quite all right. Nice to have met you, Miss Sutton.
It won't be long at all, Mother.